plate a potential nugget.
Another theme that we explore in the podcast, Whitney, I had Professor Herminia Ibarra from London Business School talk about this notion of identity and working identity. And you talk about it in the book as well. You talk about the fact that we often attach labels to ourselves based on the roles we play or the job we do. And if we sort of adopt the Tarzan model, if you will, of jumping multiple S-curves, how should people think about their identity, especially during this phase of transition when you're moving between two curves?
Such a great question. Yeah. So I love that. So this idea of Tarzan, I remember a couple of years ago, I was talking to Saul Kaplan at the Business Innovation Factory. And he said, you know, my life has been about jumping from one S curve to the next, swinging like Tarzan from one S curve to the next, because that's where I do my best work, when I'm always in that sweet spot of that S curve. But as you pointed out, when you're at this top of an S curve and you make that decision to jump, there's this moment of free fall, this loss of identity, the PE, because I'm financial terms, PE, but puke to excitement ratio can get so uncomfortably high that you basically feel like you're on this thrill ride to zero. And so what do you do about that? And I think the first thing is just to be aware that it's there. Whenever you're stepping back from who you are into who you can be, there is that moment of free fall, and it's normal and it's natural. I think the way that we allow ourselves to do that or to manage that is to say, okay, well, I'm jumping from this S curve to this S curve. And you think of these little baby S's, right? But then because our life and our career, there's this fractal of S curves. If you can think of it as I'm on this little mini S curve that I'm jumping to a new one, but that's on a much bigger S curve, which then goes to your purpose and your why and who you are and your fundamental sense of who you are, then it becomes a lot easier to do. A quick example that I think will help here is I remember when, as I said earlier, when I was in investment banking and then they moved me, polite term, into equity research, I remember having this moment of, they said, well, here's what we want you to do. Like, they didn't force me to do it. I got to make the decision, but this is what they want you to do. And I remember having this experience of evaluating it and saying, okay, so does this make sense for me to do? And you know, should I do this? And I had this, I still remember where I was sitting. I was sitting in our apartment on 71st Street in Manhattan. We had this newborn baby. I think he was like 4 months old at this time. And I remember thinking, this is a good decision. Like, I could feel it. It was a good decision for me to do this, that somehow, some way, this step back was going to be a slingshot forward, which goes to our broader purpose in life, right? What's our why? What are we trying to get done in our life? And when we can think about, what am I trying to get done in my life? That allows us to have a sense of what our identity is. And so then these smaller S-curve jumps are just within the broader context of the identity of who we are. And that allows us to hold that. And so that free fall, instead of feeling like it's, you know, a jump of 100 feet down that S curve, there's a safety net of, it's a jump of 2 or 3 feet, because we know that within our broader identity, our broader sense of self, it's not quite so big of a jump as it feels right in that moment.
I guess at some level, it sounds a bit like having some clarity around the why, not just jumping for the sake of jumping, but having a clear sense for why it fits in to your overall life context.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Deepak. I mean, if you think about it, again, back to this graph paper, none of us would ever go from 18 to 15 unless we believe that there is a slingshot forward. And so when you're doing that calculus, you are saying to yourself, I mean, it's just like a business, right? You invest in PP&E, you invest in product, plant, and equipment because you believe that equipment, that plant will allow you to build something for the future. And it's exactly the same for us as an individual. We part with something today. Business, it's cash. We start with prestige. We start with status. We part with status or standing or prestige today because we believe that we are investing in a future which we can envision for ourselves, which, as you say, goes back to our why or our purpose and why we believe we're on this planet.
If this is a topic of interest, do tune into my conversation with Herminia Ibarra, where she speaks about the notion of liminality where our identity is in limbo. She speaks about how we should think about divergent exploration and delayed commitment when we evaluate options. You can visit playtopotential.com to tune into the conversation with Hermenia.